Well, that's right. 8 minutes past seven. Lagos, Nigeria. You're onto the nation's first for news, talking sports. Femi and the gang. We are radioactive. You are listening to us at the moment. I don't know what you're doing, but I hope you're doing very well. I hope that this voice meets you well. Well, it's a beautiful day to talk sports. It's a beautiful day to talk football, to talk tennis. Wow. And that's why we always ensure the game is on every 7 p.m. weekdays, Mondays through Fridays, on the nation's first for news, talking sports, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're committed to delivering the very best of the action to you. And even when it looks like nothing is happening, with us, everything is happening. To look forward to on the broadcast this evening. I'm Anthony the Voice. In case you're listening to me for the very first time, welcome to where the action starts and stops. We're Femi and the gang. It's game on, and surely we're set for another thrilling edition of the show right here. So welcome on board. I'm sure that you're ready for all the excitement. There being a lot happening across the world of sports, and let's see how much we can do tonight as we bring you all the action. Well, I'm not alone. I've got my brothers with me, and well, you know that Femi and the gang, we don't run so low. We're like a moving train. Oh, and that takes me to Saudi Soul Midnight Train. Maybe I'll play that much later on the broadcast, but of course you get to meet the guys who will be doing this alongside myself this evening as we dig in to all of the talking points making the rounds. I don't know, last time I listened to this voice on Game On, I don't know. It's been quite a while, particularly the Wednesday, you know, edition of the show. So it's great. But Alex, how are you doing? Welcome to the broadcast. Yeah.
Well, Wednesdays are never Wednesdays are never this serious. But I mean,
yeah,
because Tony's in charge this time, we just have to deal with it, you know. But yeah, it's good to be here. Good evening, Lagos.
Good evening,
Tony. Good evening, Brown. And, you know, the listener out there, it's good to be here. You know, like you said, it's been a while. Wednesday game on, but
where you been, bro?
It feels good to be back. It feels good to be back, and just to take time off and relax for the new season. Now the new season has you know, started already. We're enjoying the games from, you know, all the leagues in Europe, in Spain, Italy, France, Germany, England, and, you know, Wednesday game on, we know for a fact is you know, one of the best, if not
talk
the best, you know, that comes every week. And to be back here with the guys, we had one of the most memorable nights for Fat G on Wednesday sometime last year. So yeah, it always promises to bring something different and special and better, you know, than the other day. So it's good to be here. And for the first time on Wednesday game one, I'm sitting side by side with Tony. It's never happened before on this show.
Really now?
And
please, can you swap?
Hopefully we don't tear the studio down.
No. There's no contest here.
Because I know what you did, Tony, before the show started.
This is flawless victory.
You know,
Alex,
playing,
Alex, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Alex, well, that is your intro. That is your intro. Thank you so
it was
much.
So good to.
You have nothing to say anymore. Well, we call him Brownito. Some people, I call him Big B because, you know, he's everywhere. He's that talented. And he joins us on the broadcast. I mean, I don't know if he's not particularly a fan of high life, but, you know, Brownish, you're welcome to the broadcast. This is me just bringing you on with something that you're not so used to. I think you should start listening to more high life. Yeah.
Ida refused to turn on my mic. Classic Tony.
Bro, and why are you looking like this?
Classic.
Why are you looking like this?
Now, this is actually very funny because...
What a cracker.
While I would never actually openly listen to High Life.
Tell me.
Growing up, to some certain extent, I grew up in the East, right? Mm. And we used to have, for lack of a better word... Beer parlor,
yeah,
close to our place, and you would hear High Life regardless of if you wanted to or not. If you've lived in Owerri, in some of the rural parts of Owerri,
talk about it,
Amakohia area,
talk about it.
You would probably know what I'm talking about. You will hear it, right? So it's actually very fun to listen to it every once in a while. You know, you can still jam to the Osadebe.
Right.
But in the meantime, we're not here to talk about music, even though, you know, we can have an extensive conversation. That's the thing about Femi and the gang. It's weird. When it comes to our port of call, we are very good at it. But also very knowledgeable in certain areas. The last time I was here, we were discussing somebody who they appointed into a position and he started reading about it. That was the last time we were here. It's always a cracker.
Facts. Well, that edition of the show, that was last week, was something. Today, Woodsy, if we're going to have something of that nature. But what if I just disappeared for a moment? Anyways, you'd get to hear his voice in a bit. He also joins us on the broadcast. Well, there's a lot to talk about this evening. We'll talk about Jose Peseiro. Definitely talks about what next for him. What next for him as we await the decision from the Nigerian Football Federation on the future of Jose Peseiro. It is very, very close. We're expecting that announcement in the next few days as we look forward to the final AFCON qualifiers, dead rubber if you like, against Sao Tome. But of course, on the broadcast, we'll take a look at that. And I'll be asking the boys, I'll be asking you out there, what do you think should be that final call from the NFF? Several reports reaching us are saying that he's been given certain conditions. If you don't want to fulfill these conditions, man, you probably have to go. It's a very, very defining next few hours for Jose Peseiro. Potentially a pay cut having put on the table. His $70,000 has been slashed. I don't know how much of it was knocked out, but he's also been given some other conditions of having at least three home-based players in every team list for international calls, and it seemed to be where there is a disagreement of some sort. So we'll talk about that, the future of Jose Peseiro, and if Jose is shown the door, if he doesn't agree to the options he has got, the question now will be, who do you think should handle the Super Eagles team on an interim basis, because that is the plan from the NFF. Somebody will come in and handle the team on an interim basis before they go back and start looking for the proper man to take the Super Eagles forward. So we'll look at that on the broadcast. Also, we'll talk about the Nigerian Premier Football League. So much to talk about on the broadcast. Well, yesterday we had the fixtures drawn after the AGM, which went down in Abuja. Would get some sounds from that Congress that went down yesterday. We'll also preview, well, the games for match day one, which is set for the 9th. The 9th year of September. And of course, we'll talk about the level of preparedness, transfer dealings in the Nigerian Premier Football League. And of course, potential streaming as, well, the NPFL is set, well, to be not necessarily on TV, depending on how you see it. But there is going to be live stream of games for this season in the NPFL. Are you ready for that? How much are you ready to pay per game to stream an NPFL game? Hopefully we'll be joined by Undisputed Jay Sam, who's covered the league for so many years. We'll talk about all of those right here on the broadcast. Well, latest from Flushing Meadows, the US Open is growing, and well, like they often say, the boys separated from the men, the girls separated from the women. Well, not to forget, I talked about the new Minister of Sports last week. Well, this time, I'll be sharing with you his plans and proposition for Nigerian sports. 5 key points he has put out there to the press. He will be tackling through these 5 points. He does think he can revolutionize Nigerian sports. We'll talk about that. If you think this 5 is the most important, if you think he hit the nail right on the head with this 5 points, all right? And it's a day for you to also call in and rep your NPFL team on the broadcast. So for every call we take, when you call us, tell us the team you support back home. The team you support back home. And you can have your say on the broadcast. Transfer stories left, right, and center. We'll talk about that. Cole Palmer! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, this one hit me. Cole Palmer seemed to be destined for Stamford Bridge at the moment. It's the biggest transfer news, which is making the rounds as we speak. £45 million British pounds, we hear. Well, that and many more. Nigerian players also looking for greener pastures as the transfer window is set to close. About 48 hours before that shuts down in England, September 1st, 11 p.m. Who and who will be, well, maybe not moving through the door, maybe flying through the window. Hadovai, you're welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing, man?
I'm fine. I was going to say something. It skipped. But it's
what are you
good...
thinking about? Are you a family man?
No, I...
Why have you
shot memory? Not, so something happened like in school, yeah?
Okay.
In my school. So yes, that's what I was remembering.
Which of your school?
No, Luth.
Okay.
University of Lagos. Okay. Yes, my friends are graduating today, are inducting today.
So. Wow. That's
you know,
great.
I should be partying in Luth. You know, but you know, when the job calls, you know, when the job calls, I hope you know the powers above they are listening. Is the passion that is making me be here? You know, my colleagues have like, oh, where are you? I'm going to lose. I'm like, nah,
we
I have work.
What are we?
You know, the job has
your
to
colleagues.
Be.
What are we?
You know what I'm trying to say.
No. We are colleague. We are colleague. Colleague.
I'm like, the job has to be done.
Has
you know,
to. Has
the
to.
Other yeah. job.
It's good. You know, finally. 7 years down to 9 years or so for them, but 6 years down to 7 years or 8 years, but they're done, and it's good. You know, the latest medical doctors in the country.
Wow, amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, one more thing. We're giving 30,000 naira on the broadcast today. So in case...
Rabato.
In case Sapa is, you know, is... I don't know, brownish. Well, you don't necessarily have to go through Sapa to want 30,000 there.
Yeah, but you know
the way you are well dressed, like the new Minister of Sports.
Beware! Anything wakes up in this studio, I cannot be held accountable.
Mbok. I mean, what is that code before we go for this timeout? The code is *347 *880 *3#. I'll take it again. *347 *880 *3#.
All right. So that is the code. It's important you start playing right now. Because absolutely. On the other side of 8, we will be giving out 30,000 naira on the broadcast. Quick one, Alex, what team are you going to be repping in the Nigerian Premier Football League this season? Hit me.
Because I support only one, Heartland of Owerri, and I'm not the guy who likes to move around because, you know, my club isn't in present now in the MPFL. But for this season, I'd want to look the direction of the champions. So Aimba, I'll go with Aimba.
Aimba. Quickly, Hodavai, which team would you be repping?
So I've seen two teams.
Bruh.
I'm watching two teams. Aimba is standard, but Sporting Lagos is there too.
Sporting Lagos.
Yes.
So pick a struggle.
Like, I'm not picking.
So Aimba.
And Sporting Lagos.
What's up?
I'm going to toe that line. But it's not Aimba. Yeah. But Sporting Lagos and Rivers United.
Let's wow. Go. Yeah. We're ready for you, Lagos. So don't forget, you tell us what team you will be repping this season. It is your passcode for the broadcast. Well, what we'll do right now, we'll go pay some bills, about 6-7 minutes. And when we return, I'll take you to Abuja. Where we had the AGM yesterday, of course, which had the fixtures done, would get you the voice of some important people. The people who, the future of our league football and football in Nigeria rest upon. Hear them out, and we'll be back to talk so much more. All right. Tina Turner. The best, because you're listening to the best. Stick around. Well, you probably were not at that event, but I just had to quickly take you to what happened yesterday in Abuja. And the voice of Honorable Elebele, that's the chairman of the newly confirmed or affirmed MPFL board league team that will be, of course, managing the affairs of the league. Well, he was the chairman of the interim management committee, the IMC, which, of course, you know, after you would say, you know, a decent effort, have been giving that role as the Nigerian Professional Football League chairman. So you heard from him, and you also heard from, well, the Nigerian Football Federation's president, Ibrahim Gusso, talking about several things. And most importantly, the failure of Aimba Remo Stars crashing out the first stage of the CAF Champions League. You know, really, really, really sad. But quickly, we'll see if we can connect with J-Sam very, very quickly to talk about how prepared are we for the league that starts in just a few days. You're on to the nation's first for News Talk in Sports. Anthony, the voice right here alongside Hodavai, this brownish. There is Alex also right here with us. Don't forget, well, it's an opportunity for you to rep the team you support back home in the Nigerian Premier Football League. It is that key, all right, to playing a part on the broadcast. Brownish, for those who want to text us via WhatsApp, what is that line?
Yep. Again. 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
All right. Just to reiterate, Alex, you got that one. The fixtures yesterday, which was done. And I'm mouth-watering, really.
Yeah. And it just promises to bring quality football. You know, we always say we hope that things will get better in our own football, in our league. But the lineups for the fixtures for match day one, Bayelsa United play at home against Akwa United. Shooting Stars welcome Plateau United. There's Abia Warriors v Niger Tornadoes. Aimba International, the winners and champions, and defending champions, if you may, will be playing against Bendel Insurance, who did a fantastic one last season. Rivers United will play host to Remo Stars. There's Kasina United v Kwara United. Sunshine Stars v Kano Pillars. Heartland of Owerri v Lobi Stars. Sporting Lagos versus Gombe United, and Rangers United v Doma United.
Mm. And for you, Alex, where do you think?
Well, I think it's clear. Mm. You know, looking at the fixtures table, the Aimba Bendel Insurance game happens to be like the biggest game for match day one.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't take my eyes off the Heartland Owerri v Lobi Stars game, because that's another game that, you know, catches my interest. And hopefully this time, for the first time in a long time, we'll see Heartland impress in the Nigerian Professional Football League, so that they can, you know, stay up or maybe even fight for the title this time around. So yeah, I want to see good games. Like I said, the Aimba International v Bendel Insurance, big game. My heart would always be at Heartland, supporting Heartland v Lobi Stars, and Rangers United v Doma, another interesting matchup.
All right. J-Sam, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you, Anthony.
All right. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Engineer Samuel Areo joins us on the broadcast live in 99.3 Nigeria Info. Sam, thank you for ensuring I can drag you. I can drag you here. I mean, it's not easy getting a hold of you these days, man.
Yeah, man. I've been quite busy.
Yeah.
You know, this season, we are preparing for the season as well.
I can imagine.
There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, as well as site work now.
Mm.
We need to keep working.
Absolutely. And safe to say, congratulations. You and a couple of incredible people came together to put up an MPFL media workshop for MPFL players.
Yes.
And you had that today. And man, I must say that I'm really proud of such feats. Quickly, in 30, 40 seconds, tell us about that.
We had to put that up because of the issues that we have in the league on the part of the players, as well as the media practitioners, how they need to tell more of the positives of the league and not dwell on the negatives. Hmm. We know that there are so many negatives about the league around. But for the good of everyone, as well as the players, the journalists, and everybody that is part of the ecosystem, we need to start projecting the league more. Hmm. And for example, of what happened during the offseason was Sporting Lagos facing Real Madrid. That game generated a lot of buzz online, and that has converted a lot of fans to join Real Madrid or join Sporting Lagos ahead of the new season. So that's just the whole idea about it. Just to sensitize the journalists as well as the players of their role and in terms of making their brand more visible to the fans out there, because people usually say they don't know the players. So everybody, we need to play our part, including the clubs via their media department,
right,
to ensure that we do the right thing.
Mm. Brilliant. And I'm hoping that this will be quarterly, probably.
We have no concrete schedule yet because we need to also consider the players. We want them to be we want them to be carried along. So it has to be when they will be available. So it doesn't have to come regularly. Maybe before the end of the year, we also have another one during one of these international windows, just to talk more about the things we discussed earlier today.
Brilliant. Sammy, from your perspective, one who understands the inner workings of the league, how would you give me over 10? How prepared are we for the 2023-2024 MPFL season? Over 10?
Over 10? I think I would say six.
Six
or seven. And there's a reason for that. I think on the part of the club, the clubs have been ready all this while.
Mm.
But on the part of the management, I mean the league body now,
okay,
they have issues. The reason why they postponed the start of the season initially was because they needed to sort out the streaming platform. They need to set up the app. They need to set up the website and all of these things.
Hmm.
Even until this present moment, like 10 days or 9 days, they're about to start with the new season. These things are still not available yet.
Wow.
You understand? So I think they're already in that aspect. But, you know, when we get to that, maybe a few adjustments here and there, and we should be able to, like, kick off the season and see some of these contents outside.
Mm. In terms of transfer dealings, see, Sam, I'm hoping for that day or that time when we can talk about transfers in the MPFL like we talk about transfers in European football. You know, these days we don't have all of those info out there spread out. Not many people know what MPFL clubs are doing as regards buying new players. But from your perspective, holistically, how would you rate the transfer window so far for the MPFL sides? And any major, major move Nigerians should be looking out for?
Definitely. I think this should be like the first time in recent years that we are going to have so many information outside.
Hmm.
A lot of the fans actually followed some of these news based on Twitter and posts that were made by journalists here and there, as well as the clubs who decided to unveil some of their players. You understand? So I think for the first time in a long while, we had enough around for everyone to follow. Mm. At least, I think the Junior Lokota moved from Bremerstar to
Sporting Lagos.
Mm. They raised a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of persons followed that particular one. And on the part of Shooting Stars, they got Golagade Adelowo, Anayo Ogbona, who is a veteran of the league. I think that also generated a lot of buzz. I think more of negatives than positives, though.
Mm.
People said the 31-year-old who gives the life for Shooting Stars, blah, blah, blah.
You know, right. Right. Yeah.
All of those things. Then Darlington Ogbona, who left Rivers United, he won the league with them in 2022 and joined Shooting Stars. Then there's Tine Duanozi from Plateau United. He also joined Shooting Stars. Then, as for Aqua United, they made a whole lot of signings. I think about 23 players thereabouts.
What?
That they signed. Yeah, then I profile names that joined them.
Yeah.
Steven, Didion Ezekiel, I mean.
Yeah.
From Bremerstars. He moved back to Uyo.
Mm.
He was at Dakada before. Then he returned back to Uyo to join Aqua United. Then there's Emmanuel James, formerly of Enyimba. He played for UB Desert last season and also featured at the off-season tournament because the Super 8.
Yeah.
And he moved to Aqua United. Then there's Dario Jo, who returned from Uzbekistan to join the side and play. He has won, I think he has won the league before with Enyimba.
With Enyimba, yeah. Captaining them, right?
No. He's a versatile player. He didn't captain them. He plays at right back, plays in midfield. Very, very solid player. He also joined them. Then for Remastars, I think Sikiru Alimi's move as well generated a lot of buzz.
Yeah,
he turned back to Remastars after his not too pleasant stint with Shooting Stars. He scored just a goal in about, I think, 10 appearances thereabouts. So a lot of fans expected more, but they didn't get that. Then Samad Kadri also left Kwara United. He returned from an European move. It didn't really work out for him, so he moved to Bremerstars. Then there's Fabian Wuri, a league winner with Rivers United. He also moved to Bremerstars. Then for Rivers United, like they've always done in recent seasons, they poach players for many, but it goes to show the current financial status of Nyimba. They've been losing players like every window to Rivers United. And this particular one, they lost Fatai Abdullahi, as well as Adekunle Adeleke, two players who won the league with the People's Elephants last season. So they dished that side for Rivers United. Then Uche John, a center back with Rangers, was their captain last season. He left to join Rivers United. Up north, we had a few moves here and there. Ibrahim Mustafa, Yuga, one of the prolific strikers of the league, moved from Plateau United to Kano Pilas.
Mm.
He has played for Enyimba before he won the league with Enyimba as well. So, vastly experienced player in his regard. Then another move that generated a lot of buzz was Tamara Ezekiel, who moved 11 shooting stars at the end of last season and joined Bende Insurance.
Yeah.
Then Kelly Kester as well joined Bende Insurance. So, I think
Sammy,
follow the whole lot during the transfer window.
Is there a platform where Nigerians can go to and say, I want to go check players who have moved from Club A to Club B? Because I don't know. I really don't know. Is there a platform where Nigerians can go check? Look at all the transfers you have run us through. A lot of these things coming from your head, which is incredible, by the way. But is there a database where Nigerians can go to and see what their clubs have done in the transfer market?
Honestly, there's no database. But one part that I've been working on, I think for the past 2 seasons now, try to get these details and track them. But the problem is usually that some clubs, they really put these things out. By virtue of the release that I've made, the transfers that I've talked about, you see that most of them came from the south. Just a handful of them from the north.
Yeah.
So a lot of the northern moves, though they make a lot of moves, just like the things down south here, but you really hear them. Maybe when the season gets underway, you start fixing where these players played last season and where they are now playing. Then that you're able to conclude whether this particular player moved or not. Mm. So it's just down to the fact that our clubs, they've not realized that they need to put these things out. It's just simple. Even if you are signing 30 players, you can just make a simple statement.
Hmm.
It's as simple as that. If you sign, if you're releasing 10, 15 players, a simple statement will also do all of this. But they are not just so concerned about it. And it's one of the areas that we think the clubs need to do better.
Hmm.
If you are signing players, you talk about them. Then when you let them go, people should also know.
No.
Just like Raymond Stark.
Right.
They sign players. For most of the players that left the club, they said nothing about them. Even till now, they've not said anything about Lukusa that left the side. Longest 7 player, Abdulrasheed Awuyemi, is now at Akwa United. Nothing was said about that move.
When it's cavemen, it's absolutely special. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Game On with Femi and the gang. Anthony, the voice, right here, alongside Hodovar, this Brownish, and Alex. And in case you're just joining us, we've been speaking to engineer Samuel Ariel, sports journalist, with special sentiments for the Nigerian Premier Football League. And Sammy, are you still there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for your patience. We just had to go pay some bills very quickly. You were wrapping up on the fact that some MPFL sides sign players, probably talk about players they sign, but sometimes they release players and nobody hears anything about it.
Yes, I think it's actually part of the problem that we are facing. You know, it's easier for you to document when you know where the player is coming from.
Mm.
But when you don't know, you just leave it maybe on a patch or something. And there are so many players that have not been active maybe for the whole season. Evans Obonda is a key example. He wasn't active last season, so he moved to Bede Insurance this season. So he wasn't active last season. And his name just popped up in their match day squad list. And I was wondering...
What's happening? What's going on?
What's happening?
What's happening, bro?
And Bede Insurance didn't say anything about his signature. They didn't announce it. Although they announced a few players, but they didn't announce that particular one. So some of the challenges, even some clubs, like the coach or the administrator might tell them that, why are we doing this or this? Will it bring 3 points? You know, all of this archaic thoughts.
Mentality,
archaic mentality towards the branding part of the league. So we just hope that a lot of these clubs would wake up and do the needful.
All right, Sam, before we let you go, we've talked about having the league on TV, prior to calling you. I played the voice of the chairman of the MPFL board, Honorable Elegbele, talking about the deal with Propel Sports to stream live games from the Nigerian Professional Football League when it starts. He talked about the fact that these cameras have been tested in different parts of the country. We know that we're working with an app. You need to have an app, download that app, and probably pay-per-view. So you pay for a game before you view it. And first things first, Sam, you have seen this league evolve over the years. What's your honest opinion about this? Do you think it's sustainable? Do you think Nigerians will pay per game? Do you think they'll be able to download this? I mean, for you to use an app like that, you must be using a smartphone. So it means that technically, the demography is tilting towards one side. Those who can afford a smartphone and can afford to download this app, and then I don't know. What do you think about this?
We've been here before. There was this era, I think about two or three seasons ago, when we had the MPFL TV app. There was, I think at that particular time, we had games on TV, but it was selected games. The selected games. We had multiple views as well, but for this particular one, it's different entirely. They want to have like eight games on broadcast, like every match week, which is nice. But I also think that we need to complement it with terrestrial TV. We need to have games on terrestrial TV to maybe the star games of the week. Just select a game that will be on terrestrial TV. It's easier for you to convert people in that way, because the games they will be showing on the app, on the Propel Sports app, the truth is, it is powered by AI and it has just one wide view.
Yeah.
All these other angles you do, you will not be able to get there. And I'm sure that when people start watching, they will start complaining.
Wow.
That's the fact. I've seen the camera, I've seen it work. But the best part of it is that it gives you the benefit of seeing, maybe for the coaches, the teams, to analyze their opponents, to have details of how they fared in a particular game.
Yeah.
Then they can prepare towards the next game and all of that. But I think for the viewers, we'll start complaining, because it will get to a point that you will not be able to get replay. I don't know how they're
replay.
Going to that. Yes. Even for the commentators that we work, I don't know how they will do it. Because if you don't have the benefit of a replay just to see what exactly happened, then you start having controversy here and there. So that's why I felt they shouldn't have signed that kind of deal. I think probably a year or two would have done better instead of the 5 years they signed. So because I don't understand how that would work. But in terms of whether the fans would pay or not, that time we paid. I think it was like 200 naira to watch it.
Yeah.
So it was quite affordable for the fans to pay. But when they don't get value for their money, when you don't see the pictures where you're expected to see, whether it's quality. If the quality is HD, I don't care. But when you don't have a close shot, where you can see the players clearly.
Zoom in, right,
And everything. Then you see people start complaining about this thing. I've seen a particular footage of a similar AI camera that we use in a league here in Nigeria. And it's not good. It's not good, to be honest. For you to watch from that particular platform, it's not the best. Maybe this one is far better than that one, I don't know. But when we see the first game and the reviews from the fans,
wow,
might probably tell whether it's going to be a success or not.
Wow! This is something. You feel that some will say it's better than nothing. You know, do you agree?
I feel it's better. That's why I said we need to complement that with terrestrial TV or cable TV. We need to have that because people are used to that one. Even if it's just a game, a star game, just let that one be on cable TV. People can just catch up to that one on the app because it tends to carry everybody along in that way. But now when you have on that, and another thing about the deal is that clubs that are used to streaming their games on their YouTube platforms now. They can't do that.
Yeah, I did hear they have been stopped from any private streaming from clubs.
Yes, they stopped that, and I don't think that's fair enough, because if Real Monsters are playing at home and their game is not on the app, why shouldn't they stream? It also complements the efforts of the league. When clubs that can stream, Real Monsters, Splendid Insurance, at least these two, I think Sporting Lagos will also stream their game. Because they did in the NLL. These three teams, they stream regularly. Why are you stopping them? Let them stream this game when their game is not on the app or is not penciled down to be on the app or anything. Let them just stream these games. Their fans and everybody can also catch up with this particular game, because we need every year from every angle at this point in time just to project the image of the league.
Engineer Samuel Ariel, live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. He's an engineer by profession, but of course talks football like no man's business, committed to covering the league for so many years. And I mean, you know, he's when he says it, take it to the bank. Sammy, before I let you go, it will be unfair if I let you go without getting your take about the team you think will win this season's MPFL. I mean, it will be unfair. So I need you to throw something into the hat for us. Top four. Give me your top four this new season. Your top four and winner. Potential winner of the MPFL 2023-2024.
Top four for me, I think Rivers United, definitely. I expect them to compete very well once again this season. Then Real Monsters, I expect them to also compete. Enyimba, based on pedigree, not because of the caliber of players they have at the moment and the financial situation at the club.
And the leadership situation.
And the leadership structure changes here and
there. Yeah.
Because things have been happening behind the scenes.
That matter long ago. All right.
So, last one, I think I will say Plenty Insurance, based on what I saw them play during the CAF Confed Cup.
Okay.
It will still be difficult to beat for a lot of MPFL teams. I think that will be it. And for my potential winner, I'll say Rivers United, although I want you to start to win.
What? Hello? Well, Shooting Stars would have to first fight to stay in the league. Honestly, I am hoping that things will change for them, and then they would go from looking to retain their status to actually, you know, gunning for the ultimate prize. It's, I mean, been a long time we saw that happen. But yeah, Rivers United for you. That match day one, which of the games would you be looking forward to be the cracker of the opening fixture?
Rivers against Rema, I think
has to
a
be
very
it.
Big game.
Has to be it.
Yeah, it has to be that. Then the Nimba Bender Insurance is the Clash of Champions, the league winners as well as the cup winners. So it's
massive,
more or less like
massive.
What should have been our Super Cup. So they are giving us that on match day one. Then I should be in Lagos for Sporting Lagos first MPFL game.
Amazing.
Against Gombe United. I think that's the place to be.
Amazing.
On that particular weekend.
All right. Sammy, thank you so very much. How can Nigerians track you on social media? I'm very sure that many would want to know what's up, and you know, you do quite the job. So how can we find you on X?
I'm on X. I'm active on X. So I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, but I'm active on X at @undisputed_jsam. Undisputed underscore
jsam.
S-A-M.
Okay. Jsam.
You can search for Engineer Kowoke, it's as simple as
Engineer.
That.
Engineer Kowoke. The money has to be complete. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Undisputed_jsam. That is his handle. Sammy, thank you once again. Thank you a million times for doing this with us. And we'll keep talking. I mean, for us back home, this has to be it. And we need to give it the energy. We need to give it that fire to ensure that, we can have a better MPFL season. So thank you so very much. We'll stay in touch, all right?
Yeah, always a pleasure.
All right.
I'm expecting the
big galas. The big galas. Go work, man. The money will be complete. Wow. Brownish, what's more to be said?
In all honesty, I feel like he hit the nail on the head. You know, there has to be, pardon me, trust has to be grown again. You know, this thing about, you know, clubs not coming forward and being clean with their business is an age-old Nigerian problem.
Oh,
it's
dear
like
me.
Nobody wants to, it's almost spiritual at this point. Nobody wants to talk about what business that they are doing,
right?
Because it's weird. Even in places where the business has to come outside, because it's part of that business that then connects everything else. Because, for example, if you strengthen your squad better, that means the quality that you brought in, should it be the kind of quality you need? Permutations have to be made, you know, in quote, odds will be calculated in
That's
case
right.
maybe there are betting companies that want to jump on the league.
Yeah.
Because these things are very essential. They're very important. When they won't say stuff like that, you can't even expect them to, if they won't say stuff that they should be saying that should be public, you can't expect them to start saying things about player salaries and then...
No idea.
That's not going to happen.
You go on the internet and you search the salary of any European player.
And you can find it. The information. It's automatic. The problem is, because these clubs are not willing to release this information, you cannot even say, okay, here's, as an independent person, I want to come outside, I want to create a website where you can, for example, FB Ref, where you can do something like that, where you can go there
and get it and then put it on
MPFL
the
players.
Yeah.
You can't do that, because then where you're supposed to be getting the information from directly, they're stonewalling you. So there's a lack of communication that is very apparent in the league. And then there's, in quotes, there's a lack of surety that's also apparent as well, especially for what the streaming is going to look like.
Yeah.
Why not do a subscription plan as opposed to pay-per-view, right? Considering the fact that, I mean, I've just got, there's so many things that we have to talk about, but I guess
so
we
much.
Have to go on.
Yeah, we've got one play. Let's quickly go for that timeout, and when we come back, we'll reel out that code to you as we open the phone lines. All right. Waking up to dust, I wipe my brow. All right, welcome back. It's TO 99.3 Nigeria Info. Anthony, the voice, Hodavai, there's Alex, and there's Brownish. Gamer with Femi and the gang. And today on this edition, we're paying a lot of attention to the Nigerian League as we gear up for that one. How many days? About 10 days away. And I tell you what, the anticipation is high. I am buzzing, and I'm hoping that you out there are also buzzing for it. And I mean, just had to speak to Samuel Ariel, who gave us a rundown of the level of preparedness. He didn't say it's 6 or 7. What have I? That's decent. 7? That's A if you're in the university. While I was in the university, 7 is an A.
Standard 7 is good.
It's good.
We've seen the league starts with what? Like 2.
With 2?
Maybe just the push on, you know. So
right.
We'll take this. I mean, my problem with everything he said, major problem was the streaming thing where clubs cannot stream. You know,
Stops clubs from streaming
privately.
Privately,
I knew Remo Stars do that.
Yeah.
Because time I was at their game and it was showing on the app, you know. So that's the problem. If you want the league to spread, why? I know you're money hunting, yes.
Yeah, right.
But allow the private people do what they do, you know. At the end of the day, the common goal is to make the league better. So I can
To make it a sellable product.
Right.
You understand? So if person A has better infrastructure or better devices, why not? Because what he's saying is the device the league has is not so good.
Yeah.
So why will you not allow people, you know, use something else?
Mm.
That is one of the issues we're talking about
a streaming that might not have replay, Alex.
And that's another problem because
the view is limited.
The view is limited. We don't have replay. You're seeing it at landscape. So that means when the ball goes to the corner flag, let's say we're watching this, and the ball goes to the corner flag by your left, you really don't see anything happening.
You can't zoom.
It's just unbelievable. And to put it at 7 for preparedness, Tony, it's 4.
That's 4 for you.
It has to be 4 because, you know, there's a lot to be done. And then you have an app. What does the app do?
If it's four, it means you
have to download the app.
3 years ago, it was minus.
It was 0. The thing is, when you download the app, how many games can you watch on the app for the week? Because we know we have games for Saturdays and Sundays, right?
The idea is to stream 8 to 10 games every weekend.
So the app can stream 8 to 10 games
absolutely
every weekend.
Just make your choice.
Okay, that makes sense. Because, you know, Sam said something and he said something about, what if Remo Stars want their game is not on the app and they want to stream and stuff. So if the app, you can stream 8 games, that means you can have Remo Stars in there, you can have Sporting Lagos also in there. But the idea of streaming would be having to, like he said, okay, having some games terrestrial TV should carry, good. But again, how can I stream something? I pay for something. Yeah. Let's say you pay 500 naira per game.
It won't be up to, I'm just saying.
I want to believe. So let's say you pay 500 per game.
Mm.
Oh, come on. Limited view is just something unbelievable to have as a conversation in 2023
Sam was saying, even if it's terrestrial TV and it's one every weekend, we can start from there rather than go this route, you know.
And again, I don't know. You're trying to sell the league. The local station should be doing better. And I'm coming from the point where because we know that all the games, so most times we see on Saturdays we have games for 4 p.m. and that's it.
Yeah.
And for Sundays we have games for 4 p.m. Sometimes you can see games for 2 p.m. Early kickoff and then 4 p.m. games. I mean, there should be selected television stations, terrestrial television stations that can carry up to 3 Premier League, three professional football league games for a week. It's just unbelievable.
Well, don't forget, you can win 30,000 on the broadcast, *347*880*3#. All right, that is the code. Start playing. We'll be giving out that money very, very soon. *347*880*3#. All right, time for you to talk to us. Time for you to tell us what you make of the action. I'll be getting back to the guys and asking, really, their top four. Their top four for the season and the team they think will go all the way to actually win. Don't forget, when you call us, it's important you start by telling us the team you support in the Nigerian Professional Football League. That is your passcode, all right? So call us, tell us your name, tell us if you support Aimba or Rivers or Remo or any of them, all right? And
before you continue, we have Carabao Cup games going on as we speak.
Absolutely.
Chelsea v AFC Wimbledon, and I can tell you 37, make that 38 minutes on the clock. Chelsea are down by 1-0. Goal scored on the 19th minute. Tilly scored that penalty for AFC Wimbledon on the 19th. 14th minute of that game. James Tilly, English midfielder, just 25 years of age.
We know that starting one. Team for Chelsea is not the
not the routine Chelsea 11 with Sanchez in goal, De Sassi in defence, Cowell.
It's a good defence line.
It's a good defence. There's Humphreys. It's a young lad. There's Cucurella. There's Gallagher. There's Ogochukwu. Never seen Ogochukwu start any game for Chelsea before, but there's Madsen, there's Madueke, Moreira, and then Bosto up front. I don't know those guys. For Bosto up front, where's number 37? But Chelsea are down, just to give you that. Chelsea are down by 1-0. Other games, Harrogate and Blackburn is 3-0 in favour of Blackburn, 39 minutes. Nottingham Forest and Burnley still 0-0 in that centre, 39 minutes gone. Sheffield United and Lincoln City still 0-0. And Doncaster Rovers v Everton, 24 minutes gone in that centre, still 0-0.
And we know that UEFA Champions League qualifying games.
Qualifying games in the Champions League are currently on as we speak. There's AEK Athens of Greece playing home to Antwerp, Royal Antwerp of Belgium. Yeah. It's 0-0 in that game currently as we speak. 24 minutes gone. Copenhagen of Denmark are playing their game against Rako of Poland. It's 0-0 also in that centre. And PSV Eindhoven of the Netherlands are doing battle with Rangers of Scotland. It's 2-2 on aggregate, but 0-0.
All right.
Tie as we speak. Currently 24 minutes gone.
We'll see if Rangers can qualify for the group stage of the Champions League for the second consecutive time in about 20 plus years. So it's we have to look out for that one. All right. Well, time for you to reach out to us. Don't forget, we have got our WhatsApp portal very much open. 0809-597-5805. That's our WhatsApp line. And you can hit us via the phone line 0700-993-993-993. All right, for the ladies, 0146571190. That is the numbers for you to be a part of the broadcast. We've got some bills to pay. All right, we'll go do that. And when we come back, it will be hearing a lot from you. What do you make of all of the conversation as regards the start of the Nigerian Premier Football League? Well, you heard everything Sam did say. And of course, which team would you be rooting for? Stick around, people. It's Game On with Femi and the gang.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's Game On.
All right, what up, peeps? It's your man, Vector the Viper, a.k.a. VEC, and I'm chilling with Femi and the gang on the Nigeria Info Radio.
Well, the big question is, how ready are you for league football in Nigeria? Well, it's about 10 days away. The countdown is on. The stage is set. The gladiators are ready. And it's all about the battle for what? 100 million naira, which was, of course, giving last year. We'll be giving this year to whoever comes out the winner again. And well, we're just counting down, right?
Why did you say the battle for 100 million naira? When in England, when they are winning the Premier League title, you don't say they are winning.
No, what do you mean?
What, they are battling for the MPFL title?
How much do you get?
Don't call the money. Stop calling MPFL, the money. You know what you are doing.
That's a fair point, though.
No, because you will not say the 20 teams in England are battling for the Premier League prize money.
Tony, just accept that you're wrong.
It's so easy.
Just say, okay,
what Tony said was a reflection of our reality.
Which one
do you think the players have on their mind when they are playing week in, week out?
And when they win the
league. That they are going to carry cup. And so that money is going to be in the account.
The prestige of the
governor, and the governor will host them
and
Brownish, okay, you were not supposed to support
but
him.
Even if Brownish did, two truths can coexist.
Oh, so you know. Before you say he was wrong, now two truths can coexist. Okay, I got your back,
bro. That's my dog, bro. Anyways, welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's hit the phone lines. All right. We'll get Brownish to run us through results from Flushing Meadows, the US Open, very, very soon. But in the meantime, time for you to talk to us. Are you ready to download an app? Are you ready to pay-per-view to stream games in the Nigerian Premier Football League for the 2023-2024 season? Talk to the voice. All right, talk to me. I want to hear from you. You can also share with us via text. All right, WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Yeah, which team would you also be repping this season in the MPFL? Which team do you think will go all the way to win? And if you had to pick your top four, which team will that be? 0700-993-993-993. That is the number for you to be a part of the action. For the ladies, 014-657-190. It's time to rep your club. All right, hello there. All right, call us back if you can. Hello.
Voice.
Yep, you're welcome.
I rep Bender Insurance, the Arsenal of Benin and Edo.
Talk about it, bro. Talk about it.
You know.
You didn't tell us your name, though. You didn't tell us your name.
My name is Ituro from Lekki.
All right.
Okay, so my fear is the future is supposed to be bright, but the young ones that are supposed to make the future bright don't even have ideas. So that is the biggest fear. How can you, as a young man, you are heading the NSF or wherever, and you don't even know what the street wants? You just went ahead, collected money from somebody, and you are now telling people to go and download the app. There's a big disconnect between them and the street and the consumers. Big disconnect. That people, someone like Dangote said, even if he can afford all the data and whatever, he doesn't want to go through stress. So first of all, does this app add to our stress in Nigeria? Or does it ease more than the terrestrial ones that we are using right now? Those are some of the questions they're supposed to ask. Do they even do any public opinion? They're supposed to make this thing as easy as possible. First of all, connect with people on the one that their eyes are setting on, the terrestrial one.
Yeah.
Connect with them. Then tell them that if you download this app, you will win so and so. You will win, you will get so and so discount. You have a hotel ticket and so and so. You will be given premier ticket, movie ticket. People will download it because they have seen it. Look, you know what the Europeans do? They are advertising the EPL to our eyes, not to make money. Catch the eyes of people and every other thing follows.
Wow.
That is why, first of all, make sure you get comfort when you come and watch the game. So a lot of us want to go to the stadium, but we cannot because of insecurity. So encourage us from the terrestrial TV. Gradually, you will now migrate us from the terrestrial TV to your app. Because we now know that it gains me to watch it in the app. When I watch it in the app, I have a discount. I have tickets for watch a movie.
But do you get things like this to watch the Premier League? Do you get motivating factors to watch the Premier League?
A man that is down fears no fall.
Big,
you know,
talk.
What that man needs? He needs a hand.
Big
to
talk.
Lift him up. The EPL is down with no funds, with no encouragement, with no followership. So what does he need? He needs extra
motivation
to motivate you and I. EPL also, let me tell you, they are also trying their best to maintain the standard. If you know, look at the stewards in the stadium. They are more than a primary school. The stewards, only the stewards to provide security. But if you go to watch a match, you only see one policeman or two policemen. They enter, they slap the referee. The policeman cannot do anything. So you need something extra to encourage us to leave what we already know. It's not going to be easy, but just innovation. Take me to the terrestrial. Put your new idea into my eyes on AIT, every other thing. Put it in my eye. Bombard me with it everywhere. Go to viewing centers. Bombard me with my eye. Then I will not download it. I will not tell people, look, if you download this thing, or more, this is what you will enjoy. People will not start going there. First of all, you have featured the audience.
Thank you so much. Powerful one. Thank you so much. Brownish, Brownish,
please, just quickly,
30 seconds.
First things first, if we have an app, I'm not going to put my bank details into that app because there's no guarantee that hackers will not easily hack it and take my money. That's one. Number two, you're not, there's no incentive, like he said, to actually even, it's like you're supposed to be marketing it, right? And then number three, if I'm being very honest, how much do I actually pay when I go into a viewing center to watch the English Premier League?
About 150 now. Viewing centers are like 150. Is it about 200 now?
15 naira. Fuel price.
Yeah. It used to be 15 naira. Then it became 100. Then it became 150. Yeah. And it became 200.
200.
The MPFL is not at the level where I would comfortably pay 200 naira to watch one match.
Brownish.
I'm being very honest.
People
wouldn't even pay 200 to watch most La Liga matches.
We need to call a state of emergency. Brownish.
Yeah, I think it's coming from the...
Talk to me.
What do you mean talk to me? He's talking to you, Tony.
Don't sound...
condescending.
Okay, is it condescending? Yeah. Is that the word?
It's like it's a reality.
Brownish.
So yes, let me put it in context for you.
Is
right?
it because you haven't maybe because wait, you let haven't let been
put
following?
You, let me put you. What? Let me put. Let
maybe,
put
it, yeah, like
now,
watching
let me
games.
Put this in context for you, right? Yeah. Now in a month, I pay 4,400 naira for Netflix.
Okay.
And 6,300 naira for Showmax.
Yeah.
On Netflix, in an entire month, I can watch over 100 movies.
If you want.
If I want to.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm gonna do that, but I can. For the other side, I can watch football, I can watch movies, I can watch reality TV shows for an entire month.
See, these are
these are brands that have shown that if I put my bank details there, I will not be receiving nonsense debits.
For no reason.
Mm-hmm. You're now telling me that for a new app that I have no idea where it comes from.
Has it been tested?
I don't know. It will be tested. The thing is,
you test something before you use it for an official season.
It will
you don't
be tested.
And then yes, during the season,
it will be tested.
It will be tested. It makes no with sense. The
and why is Tony, why are you making a case?
I'm not making a case.
He's playing devil's advocate. I get that.
No, I'm just trying to balance this. So it doesn't look like, you know, we're just.
There's no excuse.
We're not tearing the league down.
Yeah.
For Nigerians to do this.
Yeah.
So
Brownish is saying, Brownish, you have the money.
I have the money.
But you
there's
don't
no
think
motivation. There's no
motivation.
Logical as a buyer. There's no logical incentive to make me even want.
Logical.
And I'm not going to money at something just because you say it's Nigerian.
What about picture
primarily
quality?
Primarily because it's Nigerian. That's why I'm not going
what
to.
What about
money
picture
at
quality?
You know
what? Are we going to see the games in
HD?
I know what I said. That I agree with.
Yeah.
Lead. Let it go slowly.
Give us terrestrial first.
No, let people actually first watch on TV.
Yeah.
Terrestrial TV. Yeah. Put your best hands into giving a game a week. But it's the best quality. You know you're sitting down, you're going to enjoy, you're seeing players' names and their numbers.
You see the basic, you understand?
Do that 1 week, a game a week. You can do it for maybe half a season.
For 15 weeks.
You can do it for half a season.
Yeah.
Then you know quietly transition. There's no force. Nobody forced them to do what this thing, all these things they're doing. So just put your best hands into getting people to at least see. You're going to the viewing center. United is playing. Oh, I'm not a United fan. You're United. I didn't 4-0. There's nothing left to watch.
Okay, let me.
Oh, there's an Eibar game.
Okay.
And it's
on,
clear.
It's on AIT.
Let's not talk about United. Aston Villa and West Ham are playing.
You're not interested.
I'm not interested in that. But Eibar is playing.
It's clear.
I like Eibar. It's clear.
It's sharp. So I can see, okay, make adjust the look.
And then
you
know what is going to happen? what's going to happen is, if I support Rivers United, right, and I've been watching them on TV for such a long time, maybe for 10 games into the season, and I hear that they are coming to Lagos to play Sporting Lagos, I've been watching their games, I'm going to go and pay a ticket to go and watch them live.
Live.
Just so that I can make videos in the stadium and be screaming the over the top of my voice.
You can convince the site
for a very good
period of time,
the will comes,
then you start to see people, you know, pick up that interest and say, we just want to watch the game.
So asking people to pay first,
it's the wrong way to go about it.
You're putting the cart before the horse. Yeah. Provide quality first, which is what
the league cannot afford the production on terrestrial TV for a couple of games. One game a week. Streaming one game a week on a platform that I know is about 4 or 5 million.
Here's what I'll tell you.
On cable.
They cannot
on
afford
cable.
It, yeah. Right? Why it's not empower money. The teams that are already doing it?
There's some teams
empower
in their
and
games.
Direct
they've
attention
them
towards
to
it.
Do, they've told them
why
not
are you,
to do it.
So here's the thing. It's like
now they've stopped them from...
It's like when there was a wave of people offering themselves with a particular product.
Mm.
Instead of thinking about what's the psychology that is making them do this, the first thought was to ban the product. What they're going to do is that they're going to go to other places. So don't just, it's not just about banning things.
Massive
it's like
talk.
You're trying to streamline all the income. And then by in that process, it's like trying to hold water with your hands. Right? So everybody is using a cup to pull water out, and you're like, don't pull water out.
Okay.
So the only way that people can get water to drink is if I scoop it with my hands and give it to them. But the problem is your hands are not a cup.
Yeah.
So even the people who already have
a cup from a flowing water, more people the cup can
hello.
Get.
Hello. Are you there? Let's check out this one. Hello there. Call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Turn off your radio. Turn it off. Move away from it. Quickly.
Okay. Hi. My name is Sunday.
All right. Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Mitiwe.
What team do you rep?
My own theory is that...
What team do you rep in the Nigerian Professional Football League? What team do you rep? What team do you represent, sorry?
Which team do you support?
Shooting Stars. Good. Talk to us.
Okay, my own take is that I've been listening to you guys.
Yes.
You have been discussing.
Yeah.
You know what? I remember in 2013, before World Cup, I went to Stadium, the Sungalogun Stadium, to watch Peace Super Cup. Pachola did something that amazing. He invited the entertainment, those guys, Olamide and the rest, they came to Stadium. The Peace Super Cup, they played the final. On Tesfim Balogun, the whole student of the Lagos State, they went there, they were merry men, they were enjoying, everybody was there.
Yeah.
I thought if they emulate something like that and bring everything together, people will come to the stadium and be looking, and our football will go through. It depends the organization. I think you understand what you are saying.
All right.
So I was just enjoying, we guys were there enjoying. Having fun, you know. I believe they can do that in our MPN league. Everything will go forward, and people will troop to sit down looking. Apart from downloading, if the facility is not okay, how can people troop to sit down? How can people that?
Oh, what happened? Thank you so much for calling us. That's probably the network. Hello there. Hi.
Good evening, guys.
Yeah, what's your name?
Charente.
What team do you rep in the MPFL?
Like Odubai and Branish and the others. I rep Sporting Lagos.
You rep Sporting Lagos, all right, 30 seconds.
Bendel Insurance.
And Bendel Insurance, beautiful.
Yes.
Quickly, talk to us.
My top four is actually going to be either Bendel Insurance or Sporting Lagos to win the league.
Wow.
Then others can follow.
Others can follow. All right. Are you going to download an app and pay-per-view to stream the games this season? Will you do that?
Maybe after my exam in November, I should do it.
You should do that. Brilliant. All right. I mean, it's not a bad idea after all. completely bad idea after all. Some people will, that's for sure. I really want to know about you listening to me. So call me up, all right? Hello.
Hi, this is Charles.
What's your name?
I'm from the island.
All right.
My name is Charles.
What team do you rep?
I'm from the island. Eyimbo, of course, even though their last match was a bloodbath. But it's okay.
All right. 30 seconds, quickly.
You know, I always say that success is deliberate. Life is deliberate. Mm. I mean, bringing an app at such a time when the football, you know, apart from what our female footballers have done, both the local league and even the Super Eagles per se, I mean, they are on the downward trend. Our expectation is that these people would have, like what Branny said, at least quality first. Put this thing in our eyes first before you are bringing an app. I mean, a Locus Classico is even this. If you look at banking apps, you will know how people react.
To
what
apps.
Is the demography?
Right.
What is the demographics of people who are going to put their hands in the plow in that app at the moment? I mean, you probably go get low pay training. Nobody wants to play with his or her money. I mean, I rest my case because you said it's 30 minutes. Thank you very much.
Powerful. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that powerful take. oh, dear me. And honestly, I don't know. I don't know. There's something I want to say.
Tony, there's a lot. And if we want to even dive deep and talk about... we'll not go home. And that's the truth because... You know, we've talked about quality pictures. We've talked about quality football. What about the stadiums? What about the pitches? What about the referees? What about the fans? What about safety? It's a lot of question marks. We can go on and on and on and on and on. I mean, everybody in here, one way or another, have seen a Nigerian Professional Football League game somewhere. I've seen one at the Agege Stadium, MFM. Dover has also seen one game, I think Sporting Lagos, Brownish also, even yourself, Tony.
Yeah.
So it's those things. And I told you about my experience in 2018 when I was in the stadium and, you know, shout out to the Magege boys, but, it wasn't funny because the things I was saying that day was just crazy. And some people had access to, it's better now, but some people had access to the stadium.
All right.
Without their tickets. And how do people who did not pay for tickets make their way into the stadium? So it's a lot of things. So Tony, if we want to dig deep, we will not go home today. So that's the truth.
Let's go pay some bills.